Hey, folks. Welcome back to another week of Penny Nuptials.
Hello.
I've been Rigby. I'm here with my wife, Kate Rigby. I can probably count probably a dozen times that I've actually used that in regular dialogue with somebody.
My full name?
Your new last name.
Well, when would you use it other than being like, this is my wife, Kate Rigby?
Exactly. Yeah. Only a handful of times so far.
Weird.
Today, we're going to talk about a fun topic that most everyone can relate to. Your pets. Your dogs, your cats. In our case, chickens as well. Maybe some ferrets.
What?
Marmots. Not us, but other people.
Oh, I was like, we're not getting a ferret.
No.
No offense to people who have them. I don't see us as ferret people.
You don't want a guinea fowl?
No, I do not.
They're pretty fun.
If we raised them and they were nice and didn't chase me, sure.
They didn't chase you. They were nice to me.
You didn't see what happened. You weren't there.
Guys,
you don't know my trauma.
Isn't it funny how the story always changes? The fish gets a little bit bigger every time.
Why is it changing? It stayed the same from beginning to end.
I guess I'll just have to trust you.
I was on FaceTime with my mom. She saw the fear in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I got chased by some guinea fowl. Look it up. It's a weird looking bird.
It's a cool looking bird.
I mean, it's kind of cool if it's not chasing you.
Right. So we're going to discuss all things pets today. And with us right now is our German Shepherd, Bingley Pringle.
Jeannie.
She's out of it.
She's like, I do not want to be here this time to have the munchies, and I must be here instead.
She'll come down here sometimes with me, but she is never on the couch like she is now. She always just wants to go out one of the two doors that we have here. Either go back up to you or go outside to play.
That's because I'm the one who snuggles her, and I'm sitting on the couch, so she wants to be close to me. Because she's hungry, so if I distract her with pets, then she'll be okay for a little while.
But I'll take solace in the fact that she always comes to me first thing in the morning.
Yeah, because you like getting face kisses.
I do. I started as a whine, but turned into a yawn. Big baby.
So we're just going to talk about pets today. So I thought we could start by talking about our origin story for all of our pets.
Yes.
So do you want to start with talking about how you got Prince?
I was in the market for a companion. That might sound weird. My verbiage might sound strange there, but it was time that I got a dog. I had been in Nashville for 6 years at this point and had some downtime.
It's okay. It's adding texture to the story.
She is so needy. I knew that I had enough downtime that I could feasibly have a dog. And we're right next to an awesome dog park in Donelson, Two Rivers Dog Park, the best in town. So I started looking on Pet Finder, on Facebook pages, any place I could adopt. I knew roughly the size of the dog I wanted, like a medium-sized dog. And I always loved Australian Shepherds. So I kind of put that in my search criteria, and I went to see a couple of those dogs, but they just turned out to not be the one. And usually you know when the dog clicks with you, kind of hits all the boxes.
Right.
So it took probably another 2 months of trying to find a dog, and I saw one with these wild colors, and he was pretty young.
When you say wild colors, what do you mean?
He was a merle, is what they call it technically. With black and white and gray and brown.
Because Merle had to die.
Merle had to die.
Na, 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 na.
That's good. Good reference. So that's what drew me to Prince initially. So I scheduled a meeting at a farm in Goodlettsville up here that I will definitely promote right now.
Mm-hmm.
Keeley's Friends. It is a pet
sanctuary, I guess.
Pet sanctuary, pet rescue that does great things for dogs all throughout not only the state, but they go further than just Tennessee.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And they've got fosters all over. And Prince, that day, I was there waiting for his arrival when he came from Memphis.
No way.
Yeah. In the back of a small car. And he was fine. He was in a small crate. And he got out. And I knew immediately his personality was fun-loving yet independent, because anytime I wanted to get his attention, he'd be like, oh, hey, man, what's up? Oh, yeah, you're cool. And then he'd wanted to sniff the grass, and we went to walk down the creek. She has a really nice horse farm over there. Cat Sewell is her name.
Nice.
So I just knew, like, this is a cool dog. He's everything. So I took him right then and there, and We've been thick as thieves ever since. He really didn't have any hard time adjusting to the lifestyle of a single bachelor.
Because he was a bachelor himself.
He sure was. He was a stray, but he was house trained and had a great personality. Very, very nice dude that just wants nothing more than to be on your lap.
How is he a stray and house trained? I don't understand that.
I don't either. Probably, if I were to guess, and I thought a lot about this, he probably just loves people so much that he might have got out of his owners and just ran up to the next person that he could be affectionate
towards.
But
he wasn't microchipped, so.
He was not. So that is my little chapter.
So for me, I got Bingley from a breeder, and I know I'm probably going to get some pushback on that. And I do think about a lot that in future that I would rather find a dog from a rescue, but I was so set on what breed I wanted. I grew up with German Shepherds, mm-hmm. and I knew that I wanted a German Shepherd just because they're so loyal and they're great for security. And I was single and living I had a roommate, but living by myself. And I just wanted to be able to walk around with this dog and feel safe and protected and not have any like issues with pre-training of somebody else and all that kind of stuff. So
totally.
Now I know that there are places I can go for rescues and I'm not so locked in on the breed, although I do love Bingley and I still do love German Shepherds so much.
Yeah.
But so I found a breeder here in Tennessee and it's called Pigeon Ridge Shepherds mm-hmm. and she was great to deal with. So I went and picked her up the weeks between Thanksgiving and Christmas because that was the kind of time frame that I wanted to get a puppy because I was going to have some time off from work and I wasn't traveling. And so I wanted to spend some like quality time with the puppy after like during Christmas. Mm-hmm. And so went and picked her up. It was like a 3-hour drive and brought her home and she was just a little bundle of joy, ferocious. Yeah. She was a really cute puppy. And she is a sable German Shepherd. So for those of you who may not know, she's not a standard black and tan German Shepherd. So her mom was all black and her dad was a sable. So from a quick glance, she looks all black. But if you move her black hair, underneath it is tan.
Yeah,
so it's got
cool.
this like kind of ombre effect. It's cool. Yeah. It gets everywhere. She sheds like nobody's business. But
she's a very unique looking dog.
Yeah, like, she definitely is.
Once you see a sable, you're like, oh yeah, mm-hmm. I know what a sable looks like.
Sometimes people think she's a Malinois, but she doesn't look anything like a Malinois to me. Malinois have short hair
uh-huh.
and they're super like thick. And she's
so much
really,
bigger.
She's pretty, I mean, she's not lanky like an American German Shepherd. She is like an actual of German lineage. Mm-hmm. Like she's got papers. She's AKC certified. She's a show class German Shepherd because I did not want working class because they don't have an off button, even though she really doesn't have an off button. But
could you imagine if she was more high energy?
I can't. I cannot.
I can't.
I cannot. It would drive me up a wall.
Too much.
So yeah. So I got her in December and then Ben and I met at a dog park by chance. Like we were just at the dog park at the same time mm-hmm. In January.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. So our dogs are what brought us together.
Yeah. Kate still has the best video of when she was over at my house for the AFC championship mm-hmm. that year. Because it was January.
Yeah, it was January.
Of Prince and Bingley playing for the first time. And it was just the cutest thing. And I'll definitely say that Prince is the one that taught her to be so sociable and fun-loving.
For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. So you can see why pets are such a big part of our story.
Absolutely. For sure.
For sure.
And then we have talked about this before, but I'll just recap really quickly. June of 2020, I got laid off and we were helping Ben's sister Bailey move into an apartment and her apartment just happened to be across the street from the Nashville Humane Society. And we'd been talking, scratch that. I had been talking for what, up 6 months, maybe,
yeah.
maybe even longer yeah. about getting a cat. Cause I had a cat when we first met, that passed away cause she was very old.
Mm-hmm.
And I just loved having a cat in the house. So while we were helping Bailey, I said to Ben, we're very close to the Nashville Humane Society. How convenient.
And we quickly came up with a game plan of how it was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look, we might get a cat, we might not.
Right.
But let's not settle. Let's find a cat that we like.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're going to regret bringing home
a kitten.
Yeah.
And we walked in the cat room of the shelter, and she was the cage directly in front of the door, and she stood up on her hind legs and reached her arms out to us like, take me.
Yeah. But we couldn't let that first instinct like override our senses.
No, so we walked through the yeah. whole thing yeah. and like we looked at a couple, but she was the one. She yeah. was just so sweet and like feisty, and she was really little. She was a half a pound when we got her.
At most.
I think she was only 6 weeks when we got her.
Yeah,
she
that's
was
right.
a BB.
Yeah.
Little flurf nugget.
There were a couple others that could have been candidates mm-hmm. if they were female. And
right.
we did not want a male cat.
Yeah, we didn't want a male cat. And it worked out great. And the three of them are thick as thieves.
Oh my gosh, she's one of the pack.
She thinks she's a big dog.
And it helps that that cat wasn't the first instance that our dogs had interaction with.
Right, yeah.
So that exact same Humane Society, Nashville Humane Society, we gifted my mom a couple cats a few Christmases ago
mm-hmm.
because she had very much been hinting that she's ready for a couple indoor cats.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I just want to make sure that people understand we did not just buy her these cats that she wasn't wanting.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
she had been talking about wanting to get cats
mm-hmm.
and Christmas was coming. And so we just went and adopted two kittens for her.
Yep.
And she loves them.
Loves them.
Loves them.
We made sure they were compatible with each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we just said, you and you, I'll take them.
Well, they lived with us for three weeks before we actually went to your mom's house.
Exactly.
So they had time to socialize with the dogs, with us, and each other.
Yeah.
And then by the time they got to your mom's house, they were ready for their new home.
They were like, wait, there are no dogs here?
Yeah.
This is a haven.
Yeah, and she spoils them rotten.
Yeah.
And she chats with them. It's so cute.
Yeah. Which is what you do. I talk to our dogs all the time.
You know, I don't know where I saw this, but it was on the internet somewhere. But someone said that talking to your animals is a sign of intelligence. And I'm going to just stick with that.
And as much as we love our dogs, we are not blind to their downfalls, which is why we've had to get them some training collars recently.
Mm-hmm.
Only a few things here and there, which is why I think it'll be easy to correct, such as jumping on people when they first greet someone at the door. Prince mm-hmm. is really bad at that. Bingley's not too bad, but she will do that when she knows the person.
Me and our friend Drew are mm-hmm. the people, and Bailey. Those are the three people she jumps on the most.
Yeah. And then barking,
mm-hmm.
which is a pretty easy fix. And also running across the street when we let them out to go to the bathroom out front.
That's really Prince. So Bingley, yeah. like if we, during the day, if it's FedEx or Amazon or the postal person or anybody walking down the street, if she sees them, then she barks. And then Prince growls and starts barking if he sees dogs walking down the street
yeah.
on leashes.
It's probably my fault why Bingley is so apprehensive towards mailmen now. We were out front playing Frisbee, just her and I, this last summer, and FedEx guy pulls up, and before I had a chance to get Bingley, because she's probably 50 feet away from me, she just caught the Frisbee,
right?
And she starts barking at the guy, and I run to intercept her. I'm telling her no, because that's the key word we keep trying to drill into their head.
Mm-hmm.
He just gets out and throws these two packages on the ground and gets out of there. I felt so bad. But, like, as a FedEx guy, what else are you going
to
do?
Well, and he doesn't know our animals. He
right.
just saw you trying to restrain a dog.
Yes.
So he was like, I'm not going to mess with this.
Yeah. There was a little bit of animosity when he dropped the packages. Sorry, guy.
Yeah. But so we got them some e-collars that a friend had recommended to us, and they have a beep sound that you can do, a heavy vibration, and then they have the shock, which goes from 1 to 100. We have not gone over 20.
You haven't gone over 20.
Right. So when I'm working, I keep their remotes next to me, 'cause if like I'm on a call or something, and if they start barking, I beep them once,
right,
like with the sound, and then I vibrate them. And only on two occasions have I had to zap Bingley.
Yeah.
But as of today, I only have had to do the sound. I haven't had to do a vibration or a shock on either of them.
That's good.
Yeah.
I have been the one to bring the shock up to 50.
Mm-hmm.
That's not because I wanted to. It's because you have to have different tiers of your seriousness.
Of urgency.
Yeah. Like, are you really going to sit there and have time to be like, well, hey, hang on, don't stop barking yet. I'm going to dial in 50. Okay, now. Oh, you've already stopped barking.
Right. Well, I'm just, for me, I want them to start to register that the bark, like, it's a warning with the beep. It's like a second warning with the vibration. And if they get to the third one, then they get the shock. I don't know. I'm a delicate flower.
That's okay. You love them.
I do. I think that it's safe to say that anybody who has multiple pets in their home can identify the different personalities in each animal.
Yes.
So what is Prince's personality?
Prince's personality is very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And
speaking of delicate flowers.
Yeah. He loves attention.
Yes.
Cannot get enough attention to a point where...
Of jealousy.
Yeah, a point of jealousy, even if you're giving attention to your phone, the cat,
mm-hmm,
me to you. How many times do you come home from running errands and we hug and he has to be right up on you giving you a hug?
He does not like it when you are giving me physical attention.
It's so
he
weird.
He does not like it when you're hugging me or kissing me. He like comes over and jumps up on us like, no, Dad, don't touch her. It's weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a jealous boy. He does not like thunder.
Oh yeah.
And fireworks.
Ugh.
Big time.
New Year's Eve was such a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
We were up well past 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully people wrapped it up really close to 12:30, because I could not have taken another 5 minutes of Prince just being so needy and scared.
He was so scared. And so when it's thunder or if there's a lot of fireworks, we will let him get into bed with us
momentarily
just to like kind of soothe him and let him know everything's okay, and then it's time for him to go back to his bed. And we did that like 3 or 4 times for New Year's Eve, because just when we thought it was going to stop and he went back into his own bed, another one would go off and he'd be like, you guys.
Yeah. And we were in bed by 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
So they started doing the fireworks well before midnight.
Right.
So we had at least 2 hours of that.
And I've learned my lesson at this point. I've consulted our vet, and they said it's fine to give him a couple of Benadryl for anxiety like that.
Drugs.
Yeah. So just now I know that I need to be like preemptively giving him some sedatives,
yep,
for situations like that. So 4th of July, New Year's, he's going to be drugged up.
Leif Erikson Day.
Leif Erikson Day?
Indigenous Peoples Day. All the big ones.
Yeah. Bingley is she's our bravado. She's our macho girl. She's our athlete.
Mm-hmm.
She's all brawn. And she's actually really smart too, but sometimes not so much.
Yes.
Like running for a ball, not looking in front of herself because she's too focused on watching you where you're going to throw the ball, will run straight into a wall.
Yes, happens all the time.
Yeah.
She also falls victim to the trick of you throwing an imaginary ball,
mm-hmm,
right at her face. And I've been really good these days about not doing that so I don't break her little brain.
Yeah, I know.
But it's just so funny to watch.
Yeah. And she is the most snuggliest of our in-house animals.
Yeah. But she has to have it her way, not to the degree of Prince. Like Prince, you can't even touch him.
You can't even look at him and think about touching him, because then he'll be like, do not touch me.
He'll give you the...
Yeah. He doesn't like when you, if he has allowed you to spoon him, if you rest your hand on his belly, that's a no-go. That's a no-go. Bingley, on the other hand, you can like drag her around on the bed to position her where you want her to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then she can be little spoon and she's happy as a clam.
But she will favor one side over the other sometimes.
Yes.
Like she wants to be facing either you or, if you're not there, me.
Mm-hmm. And then Fig is just a spaz. She's just all over the place.
Bipolar cat.
Yeah. she can be super sweet. And then all of a sudden she's like, we call her Spicy Cat. Mm-hmm. And she, like, she, I don't know. I'm pretty sure that it is still a teething thing because she's still a kitten.
I hope so.
But she loves biting me. Like, and it's not hard. She's not doing it out of malice. She's biting me like I was like another cat or something. But she loves romping around with the dogs. She'll like jump up on the top of the sofa and like chase the dogs from up there and then like hurl herself off the sofa to
it's
like attack the dogs.
It's entertaining.
It's super funny. And she is just Miss Independent. Yeah. She does what she wants to do when she wants to do it. She like has all these little toys that she carries around in her mouth around the house, which I love. Mm-hmm. And we just installed a bird feeder in front of our back bay window.
You were really excited yesterday
about that. I just like watching her play on the iPad because I am the person who turns on YouTube videos for my cat.
Yep.
Like the way she loves that iPad and like watching all those birds and stuff. I want that in real life for her. So we have a bay window in our kitchen that overlooks our backyard and over the little creek that we have. And I was like, we have so much birds out here. Let's just put a bird feeder back here. So I put one up yesterday and it's been 24 hours and I still not seen a bird up there.
They have to learn that the juice is worth the squeeze.
Right. But I put seeds all over the railing of our patio up there to try and be like, hey, here's some seeds. Oh, wait, look, there's some seeds over here. Whoa, look at all these seeds in this little house. Nothing.
Not yet. Nothing. But at least we don't have squirrels getting those seeds yet. Bright
yet.
Side.
I'm
Bright
hopeful side. that won't ever happen because I don't want them to chew up the deck.
Me too.
And then we have three chickens.
We have three chickens. Soon to be more. Mm-hmm. Counting down the days of what they call it. It's like chicken days at Tractor Supply.
I think it is called chicken days.
Yeah. Basically, the first week of March, they take in all the hatcheries, or it could be just one hatchery. I think it's like Hoover's hatchery.
I have no idea.
It's an alliteration like that. But they've got all different types of birds there. So unfortunately, I think that's going to be my best option is just to wait it out.
That's okay, though. I mean, they're a cheap option, and they have, like, the different variations that you like.
Yeah.
Let's hope we don't get another rooster.
Oh, boy. Knock on wood.
Ben is definitely the one in this household who's the most invested in the chickens. He cares for them. And I will let them out and such, but that's about the extent of my chicken caring days. I like them when they're little. On any given day, you can find Ben in our workshop in our house building some new kind of gymnasium contraption for these chickens. And it is so funny because like I'll look out there and like the coop will look a little bit different. And then they're like on a new kind of a perch or they're on like a shutter that he had made and ended up not using that is now like a little like platform for them to chill out on.
It's so hit and miss. They'll like some things, other things they just will never use.
You're learning what they like.
I guess you got to keep those chickens entertained. You can't let them get bored, otherwise it'll affect their egg supply or something.
Is that true?
You can tell when they're stressed for sure.
Yeah. Fairy eggs.
Mm-hmm.
When we had George the rooster and the chickens were starting to get stressed, I think, was it only one?
Yes, yes.
We had one girl that produced what's called a fairy egg. So if you hold your hand out and you think of the size of like a standard egg is like kind of not quite as tall as your palm, but like a little bit shorter. A fairy egg was like from your knuckle to the tip of your pinky. Like it was really small.
Like almost half the size.
Yeah, half the size. And we Googled it, and it's because it's like a stress thing. There was no yolk in it. It wasn't just like a tiny egg. It was because she was so stressed because George kept pinning her down trying to
make babies. It all made sense in hindsight.
Yeah. So looking forward to some new babies come March.
Yeah. So that's enough about our animals. You have a story about some animals this last weekend.
Oh, yeah. So I was with my mom, and we were driving out to a property in Goodlettsville, and we were on a back road, and this road we were on, it's like probably a 40-mile-an-hour, 30-mile-an-hour speed limit road, and there are these two dogs sitting, literally sitting on the stripes of the middle of the road. And like, I'm not someone who can just drive past something like that.
Me neither.
And neither can my mom. And I'd driven past there before and I'd never seen, because there was a residence mm-hmm. to the side, and I didn't see dogs there before in the couple times that I had driven past there. So I stopped, I put my flashers on, and like they were so happy for someone to stop, and they were wagging their tails and they came over to the car, and they didn't have any collars on. They were really scared. And so my mom and I were like, all right, like, and we didn't even have to say anything. We were like, all right, dogs are getting in the car. So we were trying to load these dogs up, and this guy was running by, and I was like, do you recognize these dogs? And he's like, no. And I run past here all the time, and I've never seen dogs here before. And I ran past here earlier, and they followed me for a little while. So I think they may have been dumped here. And so he helped us get him in the car, and we drove to the Sumner County Humane Society. And I got there, and unfortunately they were full. A lady who had just walked in ahead of us, had just dropped off 8 puppies.
Gosh.
And so they just didn't have any space. And the guy who was working there said that I needed to take them to animal control. And that just like ripped my heart in two, because I know that animal control means euthanasia. Mm-hmm. And they are both pit bulls, and they're beautiful dogs. They were big puppies, like probably no older than 18 months old. Really sweet.
They were
very kind. And they were healthy too. One of them looked like maybe it hadn't been eating as much as the other one. Mm. It felt like they had never been in a car before, with how anxious they were when they got in the car.
Yeah.
So I was talking to the guy at Humane Society. I was like, oh gosh, I really don't want to take them to animal control. Like that will live on my heart forever if I have to take these dogs there. And he's like, well, they're no kill shelter. I was like, oh, okay. So we had to make an appointment. So called, made an appointment, drove all the way to Gallatin. So it was like a good 30-minute drive.
Yeah.
Got there, and the intake officer was a really nice girl. And I said, you guys are no kill, right? And she said, no, we do actually euthanize here. And I was like, oh, great. Okay. So like, what does that mean? And she's like, well, it varies, but for Tennessee, it's a state law that they cannot do anything, not even adopt them for 5 days, just in case that the owner comes to claim them, because they post them on like the county's lost and found page.
That's good.
So I said, okay, well, if it gets to that point that they're going to be euthanized, please call me, because I'll come pick them up and I'll take them somewhere else, because I do not want these dogs to be euthanized. They're both so healthy and so sweet. And, you know, pit bulls get such a bad rap.
Awful.
And they weren't puppies, so the likelihood of them getting adopted is slim.
Yes.
She was really sweet, but it just like, I started crying, because we had to put these like leashes on them, and they were both just like tremoring with mm-hmm. fear. And we had to like basically carry them into the shelter, and it felt like they had never been inside before. Like yeah. They didn't know how to walk on slick concrete.
It's a possibility.
Yeah. And they weren't microchipped. I took a couple pictures of them before I left, and I reiterated to the girl again. I said, please, please call me before they get euthanized, and I will come and get them. So haven't heard, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And I posted their pictures on a couple of Facebook pages, and I have seen that they've been shared a bunch of times.
Sweet.
One picture, it had over 500 likes of people on Facebook.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, so like their pictures are circulating in Sumner County. And I reiterated on all my postings that they were just really sweet dogs. So I'm hopeful that if they're not adopted directly from animal control, which I did not know that you could do that.
Me neither.
And I'm glad that I do now, because those are the animals that need to be saved immediately. So if you're in the market for a new animal family member, I really urge you to check out your county's animal control first, because there are some really sweet animals there, and they are at risk of being euthanized.
Yeah.
So I would tell anybody to look there first before they go to another adoption. Not that other adoption agencies aren't great, but
yeah, right. But these guys are losing hope by the day.
Yeah. I'm really hopeful that, you know, that their owner either claims them or that they find new homes and that hopefully they can stay together because they were just so sweet. So
I'm sure they will. There's reason to hope because everyone's adopting these days, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so before I came down here, I was looking at numbers through the pandemic of animals getting adopted. They say that like in a standard year, 3.2 million pets get adopted.
Wow.
And that this year through the like quote unquote pandemic, that 891,482 pets were adopted and that 54,552 pets, which is a 17% increase from last year, were put into new foster homes. Like new people have started fostering animals. It's like, well, I can't really commit full time to a dog, so I'm going to foster. I can't full time commit to a cat, so I'm going to foster. And then hopefully they get adopted out.
Those are the real heroes, though.
I could never. I would get attached so quickly. It would be so challenging.
I give props to those folks that can do their part, do their service. And most of the time, they're the ones having to transfer to the potentially new owners or any agency that'll house them.
Yeah, yeah. You know, if you're thinking about a new animal or something, please go look at your local humane society or any charitable foundations in your city, and also animal control, which I would have never thought.
No. You're looking at me like you want to go get another dog right now.
I mean, I told you. I called you when I was on the way to drop those two dogs off. I said, listen, I'm telling them that they have to call me if these dogs are going to get euthanized. I will find them other homes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we can't have four big dogs. It's just not in the cards for us.
Right.
Do I fantasize all the time about us having more animals? Absolutely. If we had a bigger property, if we had like 15 acres, we would for sure have more animals. For sure.
But not right now.
No. Next animal that's going to enter this household is a baby. A human baby.
It'll be hairless.
I'm not pregnant, everybody. Just
so you know.
Just so you know.
Didn't we clarify this two episodes ago?
I know, but that was two episodes ago. So now I'm making a baby comment. People are like, oh, is it happening?
Things change.
Baby watch.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly. Not pregnant.
Not pregnant. You heard it here.
You heard it here first. So, yeah, we love our animals.
Mm-hmm.
They're like my babies. I'm getting teary-eyed just thinking about them.
And we can never see too many animal photos or videos.
Oh, God.
I follow a ton of subreddits.
That's my baby dog.
Of cat videos and dog videos. Because if you think a cat has done it before, then you're probably wrong. Because you see something new every snickin' day.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any like animal accounts that you follow that are worth a mention?
Prince does. I do not. You have a few that you follow.
Mm-hmm. I follow Cooper the GSD.
That's right.
Which is Cooper the German Shepherd. And then Barstool has a branch that's called something like I can't even. Is it called I Can't Even?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that one's really funny.
You follow Jade?
I do follow Jade, another sable in Canada. Oh, God. With her brother Jasper. Mm-hmm. What about celebrity dogs? Is there any celebrity dogs that you love?
Emilia Clarke has a puppy now that looks very much like Prince. So I'll get on Prince's account and like post on her photos. Most of the time it's just Prince saying, son? Question mark.
She has a little wiener dog that looks like it has the same coloring as Prince.
Yeah.
Reese Witherspoon just got another French bulldog puppy
named
Minnie Pearl, who's precious. Yeah, I love all the animals. I love all the animals counts. My Instagram right now is basically like nature pictures, babies, and animals.
It's pretty standard for a girl.
Is it?
Yeah. Hmm. It's not out of the ordinary.
Please send us pictures of your pets.
Yeah.
Get on Instagram and send us a DM with pictures of your pets.
There's no such thing as too many cute dogs.
Overload us, especially with everything that's happening in our world right now. We need more happiness.
More cuteness.
More pets.
Yes.
So send them our way. Hey.
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 Hey. Look at me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Look at us?
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? I certainly. Well, yeah.
No, I definitely Well, I don't know. I love you.
I love you.